The news in detail now from Susan Jackson.
The Speaker of the US House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, has said that the UK would lose out on a free trade deal with the US if it chose to undermine the terms of the Good Friday Agreement. In remarks delivered during her weekly news conference, Speaker Pelosi said that the children of Northern Ireland, who had never known the bloody conflict, deserved a future free of the violence where all might reach fulfilment. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Nancy Pelosi said it was deeply concerning that the United Kingdom is now seeking to unilaterally discard the Northern Ireland Protocol. The Speaker of the House restated her view that the US Congress would block any US-UK free trade deal if the Good Friday Agreement was damaged by changes to the protocol, saying, "If the United Kingdom chooses to undermine the Good Friday Accords, the Congress cannot and will not support a bilateral free trade agreement with the United Kingdom." Saying she was respectful of the will of the British people and of Brexit, Speaker Pelosi said, "I urge constructive, collaborative and good faith negotiations to implement an agreement that upholds peace." Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will visit Belfast today to meet politicians and business leaders as efforts continue to break the deadlock over the Northern Ireland Protocol. There's been no return to power sharing at Stormont since the Assembly elections earlier this month after the Democratic Unionists refused to go back into an executive. Our Northern correspondent, Colin McCauley.
It's been a week of intense talking to try and resolve the impasse at Stormont. On Monday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was in town for discussions. Today, it's the turn of the Taoiseach. Micheál Martin will meet party leaders and a delegation from the business community. The DUP is refusing to go back into government until its concerns over the Northern Ireland Protocol are addressed. The British government is threatening to unilaterally set aside parts of the protocol if they can't agree a compromise with the EU. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen spoke to the Taoiseach yesterday and later said the EU and Ireland were on the same page. She said the EU needed to concentrate on finding workable solutions to any issues. The DUP appears to be in no mood for compromise. Party leader Geoffrey Donaldson said all unionist politicians had been pointing out their concerns for 2.5 years and could no longer be ignored. He said the lack of union support was incompatible with the cross-community ethos of the Good Friday Agreement. The Irish government could have the agreement or the protocol, he said. It couldn't have both. Conor McCauley, RTE News, Belfast.
As the Russian invasion of Ukraine enters its fourth month, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said the eastern Donbass region has been destroyed by Russian forces. In his nightly video address, Mr. Zelensky described the situation in Donbass as hell. He accused the Russian government of ordering senseless bombardments that had no military purpose. The US Senate has voted overwhelmingly in favour of emergency aid for Ukraine worth nearly $40 billion. The mix of military, economic and humanitarian assistance is the biggest so far, bringing the total US investment to around $54 billion. Speaking before the vote, the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said it was important to continue providing help to Ukraine.
Innocent Ukrainians have been subjected to wanton cruelty, but aid for Ukraine goes far beyond charity. The future of America's security and core strategic interests will be shaped by the outcome of this fight. Anyone concerned about the cost of supporting a Ukrainian victory should consider the much larger cost should Ukraine lose.
And the bill will now go to President Joe Biden to be signed into law. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Heat your home efficiently with the Grant Uflex underfloor heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Rain will be heavy at times as it clears eastwards this morning. Sunny spells and heavy showers will follow. There's a likelihood of localised thundery falls, especially in eastern areas later, with possible hail or spot flooding. Highest temperatures will range from 13 to 16 degrees.